everybody. It's Friday here on the good old, you know, the Devil Radio Network, as well as the Shaw out here in Waukesha. You're in Madison. I'm in Waukesha. We figured that out. I'm Brian. That's Luke. It's Friday. This is Dueling Tangents. That's what the name of the show is.
There we go. We'll get through it.
Good things. I'm glad I'm bringing the show back in. Good job. Let's have the I'm sharp as a sack of wet mice right now. My goodness. Like, you can say a lot of.
What does that mean?
You can say a lot of things about Foghorn Leghorn and, you know, racist tropes aside. He does have some really good liners. Like, he's a nice kid, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Okay. It's like, what is that referencing?
Oh, even? Yeah. Another one is he's about as sharp as a pound of wet leather.
Okay. A lot of sharp as a wet things.
Oh, no, he does a lot. I mean, you know, look, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's a good old Foghorn Leghorn. You wouldn't understand. This is back when cartoons taught us what funny was, and that was beating each other up and falling down.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm good for a good Tom and Jerry and cartoon, and I watch plenty of cartoons, but Foghorn Leghorn just wasn't necessarily one, I guess, that resonates a whole lot with me. Because, I remember watching him in cartoons, but it's not like I picked up on all of those different sayings of his.
It sticks in your head. Let's take a phone call real quick, and then we'll go on to our next subject here.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mark? What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Was that a little Stevie Ray Vaughan you're just playing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just a minute ago. But yeah, I might have got fooled on your Bible or Karl Marx, but I mean, I have an old copy that I found. It was a 1962 issue of the St. Joseph Catholic Bible, and it's actually an issue, you know, when the English translation, when I think from the original English translation, so Noah is spelled N-O-E, and some of the other, you know, names are spelled a little bit funny. But, I mean, a lot of that just kind of resonated with what I had read in that Bible. I mean, I can remember, even in the Old Testament, there was some of that stuff that Marx might have pirated from the Bible and put into.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make with bringing it up, is that, you know, my Catholic upbringing is what, you know, made me go, oh, I can see how this teaching of Karl Marx might be relevant. I can see that. I'm not saying that we should be all full-blown communists, but my point is that's what made it interesting to me, was from the prism of the religion, looking at Karl Marx and going, oh, that seems similar to me. You know what I mean? Please go.
Yeah, and I know what you mean, because now they've kind of adopted Ayn Rand, her philosophy entered the fold, you know, the whole greed is good and the gospel of prosperity and the whole Calvinistic thing, the elect of God are, you know, they're saved anyway, so they don't need to be good. Good deeds don't do anything for you as far as God's concerned, that you don't need to worry about all the stuff Jesus preached in Matthew, that about how we're supposed to treat our fellow man, including prisoners, including the stranger. So, I mean, it's just kind of remarkable
If they wanted to go full on hedonistic, I'd say maybe adopt the Greeks. But again, they'd have to go and explore their thoughts about democracy as well. So who knows, man? It's just I guess it's whatever justifies the means they're trying to do. I mean, there's people who have used the Bible to justify all the wealth that they have stolen from their parishioners. So I don't know what to tell you that way. All I'm just saying is that the things that made Karl Marx interesting to me, let's not pretend I'm some, you know, communist Marxist either. I'm just saying.
Hang on, they're going to clip that now, Brian. Now that you've said that, they're going to clip it and splice it, and they're going to use it
against
you.
By they, you mean either you or Evan. and you're going to have to clear it either way. So it's fine. It's fine. I don't care. My point is that you need to know what you're talking about and what you're criticizing, as well as, you know, I'm also looking at this through the lens of coming from a religious point of view and going, okay, that I can see how that resonates, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also not a proponent of any one specific system. I think a hybrid of system works really well. I think the things that work for socialism work really well for things like, I don't know, medicine and education, things that really you shouldn't, you know, infrastructure, things like that. But for me, you know, things like the, you know, selling widgets and that type of thing. Have that free market happen, you know. Make sure that you have enough people to, you know, if you want to have a free market, you have to have enough people participating in it for it to actually work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's where I come from with that. I think
you also need competition in those markets, though.
And
we're going to dive into that a little bit about the economy and what's going on with, you know, inflation, gas prices of that nature in a little bit here. But real quick, we got Roger from Middleton texting in as well, Brian, saying that he's pretty sure in Wisconsin, felons that have completed their sentence, including parole after release from prison and paid any restitution, are legal to vote. He wanted to clear up the comments about the pardons being made sound like felons cannot vote without a pardon. And he wanted to make sure that myth wasn't going to be.
I definitely thank you for clarifying, because I did not know. And that's why I asked the question.
Right. And so we appreciate Roger from Middleton. And you can be like Roger.
Wait,
send us a text.
I was 844. I'm a talk show host, and I said something that I said something that was horrible. I said I didn't know.
Those are the words you're not supposed to say, Brian. Come on, man.
My goodness.
But you could be like Roger in Middleton. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. Those phone lines are also open all hour long. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But we got a union update as well that we're going to be diving into in this next segment. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM in Madison, and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. And Brian, I'm still, I know that it's Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I guess I'm still trying to figure out.
It's really easy.
What? Okay. Well,
do you know who the last person was?
Yes. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Put it together.
It's super, super hard.
Super hard.
You know, it's Friday.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the song title was for this one. I was going off of titles, not artists.
No, I got you. Do that. I usually do the titles or something deeper. Like most of the time when I do the Devils, I have like. Everything I play has a meaning, you know. Usually, I want to do it for a meaning. Or today, it's really shallow today. I'm totally shallow, and that's fine.
It's
because
Friday.
We're talking about some deep things. We're talking about redemption. We're talking about, you know, Marxism. We're talking about the Bible. We're talking about philosophy. That
all those Friday
thing.
Afternoon
so,
topics, you know. All those,
you got to balance it out. Yeah, again, I'm not a fan of. I'm a fan of balance. I'm not a fan of any one specific all encompassing thing.
Fair enough.
Which is funny because Catholic means universal.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got a number of segments coming up. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Monopoly. One, many.